IHS does street outreach. They don't wait for homeless to find them. Caseworkers find people living on sidewalks, under overpasses, along stream beds, or on the slopes of Diamond Head. Right now, they're very concerned about an encampment on the stream bed below the overpasses there at Kapi'olani and Kapahulu. You know what I'm talking about. What have these service providers seen? What do they think should be done? Recently, I had a chance to ask, and I'd like you to meet Justin Phillips and Kalani Napiha'a.
I'm a community outreach specialist. I do what is needed for those who are outside of our home. I'm working with IHS since 4.5 years already. It's been really good to me.
People come to this kind of work from different avenues, like through law enforcement, through faith, through social service background. You know, how did you come to this work?
Well, I've been homeless 2.5 years, and then also my faith connects with that. You know, so I think I bring that homeless connection with other people, you know, understand their struggles out there also. So.
Thank you, Kalani. And Justin?
I've been with this program for roughly 12 years here at IHS. I also, like Kalani, have experienced homelessness here on the island of Oahu. After getting a little bit of help for substance abuse, I ended up getting a job at IHS and been here ever since. It's been a blessing for me. I'm able to give back to my community and able to be a partner with many agencies across the island of Oahu and just to impact people's lives, hopefully for the best.
How long were you homeless, Justin?
3 years.
3 years. And how long ago was that?
12 years ago.
So valued the particular perspective you two bring to this conversation. So how many outreach workers are there at IHS?
I have 13 workers on my team, including the exceptional work that Kalani does. We average, as a whole, roughly 275 individual consumers per month and an average of 600 encounters per month. An encounter is something where we go out in the community and we engage an individual. We offer them supportive services depending on what they need. So we're pretty robust. We cover basically the whole east side of Oahu.
And Kalani, so how does this shake out in practice? What do you do? You drive to somewhere? Look for people?
I do look around for people.
What are the first things people saying to you on the street?
The first thing would be housing. The next thing is getting help with general assistance, SSI, SSDI, employment, you know, those things. But you can't get an employment without your documents. That's that one major thing that's always stuck up in their face. And that when they go to get a birth certificate, they need an ID. So when they go to get a duplicate, they need a birth certificate, social security card. But in order to get a social security card, you need an ID. In order to get a birth certificate, you need an ID. So that's the struggle.
There are solutions for this. I mean, but I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that no sooner do they get their documents, then they're swept and they lose their documents.
That's true. That happens a lot.
So the sweeps, you know, speaking about the sweeps, when they are doing the sweeps, they're very diligent about notifying people when they're coming. What I see happening is people don't take the warning and they just kind of wait around for people to come, and then they're doing the compassionate disruption. All of a sudden, they find themselves in a panic. It ends up getting taken, but it's not that often. It's changed a lot from what it used to be in the very beginning to what it is now.
These continued sweeps, even counter to CDC guidelines, are termed compassionate disruption. And there's been word that our new mayor does not plan to continue this strategy. What do you think on that?
We're just going to follow directions.
Do you think it's been successful, compassionate disruption?
I think that there has been a lot of successes. I think there's been some failures.
The successful parts of it were?
Locating medical emergencies, people in medical crisis. Sometimes these compassionate disruptions or sweeps provide us that opportunity to provide that immediate emergency care to the individual.
And some of the downsides?
Some people have lost their birth certificates and their IDs. Some of the downsides too, though, is that some of these encampments are based solely on substance abuse. You know, we got a couple dealers in them. They're dealing drugs. The encampment is built up around those individuals. And so it's really difficult for us to engage those kind of populations without some kind of different approach.
How many of those kinds of encampments do you think there are?
To be honest with you, many of the encampments that we are seeing now, that is solely what they're based on, is substance abuse. We go in there, we offer them shelter. They say, I don't want the rules. And when we get down to it and we start talking about rules and regulations, we're talking about a curfew of 10 o'clock. We're talking about being able to request to sleep out and go with your family. Looking at it, genuinely, we can see that it's not about rules and regulations. It's about not being able to smoke or do drugs on property.
Do you see this, Kalani?
Yeah, every day.
You're opening my eyes. You thought about this. What do we do?
We continue. We continue. We do not give up. We continue to work very diligently to provide intensive case management and outreach services to all of these folks. And we just continue. You know, Kalani will probably tell you that he comes along, sees this guy for 5-6 years. And one day the guy says, hey, I'm ready for help. Please help me. And there's a genuine interest in services. So by continuing to keep coming back and continuing to work it, we end up working on these relationships and building them. And eventually the individual decides they want to join one of the programs and get into housing.
Justin Phillips, Senior Outreach Program Manager with Kalani Napiha'a, Community Outreach Specialist at IHS. If you think you've got what it takes to do this kind of work, there are 3 openings right now on the IHS Outreach staff.